station from around the nation. It's the 411. We're sharing a cake. What a way to make your day. Sharing K is on the way. It's the 411. We're sharing K. It's about newsmakers, movers and shakers, inspiration from around the nation. It's the 411. We're sharing K. What a way to make your day. Sharing K is on the way.
Hi, this is jazz artist and Channel 4 News anchor Tom Reynolds. When I want the 411, I get the 411 with Sharon Kay on 88.1 FM WFSK.
Oh, man, X, we didn't get to see him this time.
Yeah, I wonder what happened.
He's working too hard.
Working, yeah, okay.
Hardest man working, you know. At least that's what he said.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I need to call him and check on him and see how he's doing. Your news land. Anyway, let me say hello to Nashville, all of our beautiful, lovely, spectacular people. Y'all know you. Seriously, I'm not making that up. I'm not going to do what the president does. I'm not going to trash you down to the ground. Call you third rate and all that. No, that's not my thing. Not my stick, baby. Anyway, we have a very beautiful afternoon here in Nashville, considering that rain that came last night. That was a quick one, wasn't it?
It was.
It didn't last long. I think I heard, didn't you hear like thunder or something?
Yeah, I did.
And then I was waiting for...
Then it was gone.
Yeah, it was like quick. So it would have rained about 20 minutes and then boom, gone. But it did, you can tell the difference in the temperature though, right?
Yeah.
From
it,
one
it
day
dropped.
To, yeah, it really did.
And it feels decent outside now, but it was chilly last night.
Oh, it was. But I mean, it's more fall-like. It's just like fall.
Yeah, you can tell.
Totally. So we'll talk about the weather in just a second. And Commander Chuck is under the weather and he won't be able to give us our traffic update today, but we'll have him back soon as he gets to feeling much better. Anyway, this hour I have news from the... I'm not crammed in here on this Thursday. Did I say Thursday? Wednesday. Woo-doo-woo! On this Wednesday afternoon, news from the community coming up in just a second. Clarence White with the Civitan Club of Nashville, and one of them, there's several here. And then today I'm going to bring back two prior guests.
Okay.
Because, you know, I like to bring folks back that, you know, I'm impressed with the stuff. And this one in particular was, what, he was at least 8 years ago, maybe?
I think so.
Seven,
yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Former Georgia legislator, historian, and author Mike Thurman.
Well, I don't know. Has he been on the show since we've been here?
Yes.
He has?
That was like when we first got to here.
Well, that'd be over 10 years ago then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because this is, next month is 14 years
okay.
here. And he was talking about the Morris Ford lynchings
okay.
and stuff. When Athens was having, and you know, that stuff that your mom and them
yes.
was down there doing.
Morris Ford, yeah.
Uh-huh. And the lynchings and all that kind of stuff, yeah. And that's when, and that's been at least 11.
It's been a while. Yeah,
it's been a long time. So, and at the time, I think he was still in office and not, you know, out like now.
Yeah.
So, we're, you know, he's looking forward to it and everything, and catching up with him and find out a little bit about some, a little politics down there. But Black History Book, he has this new, that was me, my bad. He has a new book on Georgia Black History. So we'll be checking in with him on that. And, next hour, another guest that I enjoy. You know, now, see, this
it's
is
been
so,
a while since he's
you
been
know,
on.
It's been so, this was so weird that he was on the cutting edge then, still is, of cybersecurity and technology.
Okay.
And when I gave you the sheet recently with, let's see if he still works there. it was from 2010 or 2012.
Yep, it's been a while.
Right. So clearly I was impressed
and mainly
with him.
Because his schedule, whenever I would, he'd be full for the whole year.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Well, when you're a foremost expert on that subject, then, you know, and a professor and researcher and then that's how it is. But I'll be welcoming back Dr. Gene Spafford of Purdue University. And we'll be having a very good conversation today, discussion. And you can, of course, get your questions answered on cybercrime, network security, and issues of computing. So we're supposed to have some news from the community before I talk to him from, this is Cybersecurity Month. Did you know that?
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
I was like, look at this thematic thing going here. But Dr. Spafford, when I gave you that sheet that had his Purdue interview, you were probably tripped out when you saw the date on the bottom, you know. I kept it because I'm like, dude, he knows what he's talking about.
Yes, he does.
And that was ahead of the curve when people were thinking that everything online was the whole truth, the holy grail of truth. Now they know, finally woke up.
We know better now, don't we?
Lord, they couldn't, you know, couldn't, people would not listen to you then. If it's on the internet, it must be true. That's what y'all used to think. And then the prince from Timbuktu sent you a love letter.
You have $1 million.
Yes, right.
No, waiting on you. Over
20
here.
Million.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All you need to do is
in my hut somewhere, yeah. In the back, in the booth, in the dock. Just send me $69.95 every week for the rest of your life,
yep.
And I too shall be your prince. And so many people started falling for all that stuff, division and carrying on. And then you know people had their. Person, their life hack, you know, bank accounts, you know, all kinds of things of that nature. So, you know, he was talking about some very important things then. So I am really, really, you know, when the government gets hacked and all the big businesses get hacked and, you know, it's just hack, 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 and nothing's safe and secure, then it's time to get the update. So we'll be talking with him. And then I'm supposed to have two from the Memphis FBI office.
Oh.
One of the special field agents. They have long titles. And because it is cyber security and everything. So they have some initiative going on there. So as I said, we got plenty, plenty, plenty. In store for you this afternoon. Now, let's see, what else is going on? Oh, I got to quickly say before we hear from Clarence White from the Civitans, it is Fun Drive Month, and you know, you
yep.
all, we haven't worn you out with this, but I'm thinking we're about to have to switch into gear. you know, we haven't hit you in the head every hour, every 20 minutes, because we could. I do want to say, I want to send some thank yous, a bunch of thank yous out to a lot of people who have been getting their donations in to support WFSK. And that, you know, is a very extensive group. Let me say thank you to Tammy Edwards, Dr. Tennille Lindsay, Stephen, Shantae Conwell, Carrie Arrington, Sherry Mays, Ramona Whitworth, Regina Lawson, Pat McCarroll, David Mann, Dorothy K. Fort, Joyce Horton, Derek and Jackie Conwell, Darrington Dunn, Patrice Mills. There's a lot of people to
it
say.
Is.
It's a lot. And some of our friends of art and education, Mignon Francois, Susan Eslick, Latanya. I keep doing that. That's me, X. I'm in here tapping.
Oh, that's you hitting that.
That's me. And I move my hand. Stop doing that, Sharon. You know, I have to have my stuff placed just so, because I move around a lot. Allegra Walker, Kathy R. Martin, Erskine Lytle are just some of our many, many, many donors. But if you don't hear your name while we're doing donor lists,
yep.
Guess what?
They didn't give?
At all.
Okay.
So if you don't hear it, because we're going to be doing donor lists and saying, you know, thank yous and names. And thank yous to people, because you all are the ones that keep this place going, okay? It's you. So we deeply appreciate our listeners, and for you to get your tax-deductible donation and to support WFSK, please go to WFSKFM.org or fisk.edu. Click on donate, and it's everywhere. Donate is everywhere on the radio station page. Pages, it's everywhere, and please do hit the donate and get your blessing in for WFSK, or you can mail it to 1000, make your check payable to WFSK, 1000 17th Avenue North, Nashville 37208, or you can use your debit or credit card up here at the office. Come by and see us, call us, you know, whatever. Just make sure that you get it in to support WFSK in our fall fund drive. Now, let's go see what we have as far as the news from the community is concerned today. News from the community today comes from Clarence White, representing the Civitan Club. And Mr. White, thank you for being with us. Which Civitan Club are you with?
We are with the Northwest Nashville Civitan Club, and we're located at the Northwest YMCA, and we primarily serve the Northwest Nashville community. There are 5 Civitan clubs in Nashville.
Okay, and what is Civitan for those who may not know?
Well, Civitan is a service organization, much like your Lounge Club and Knights of Columbus. It's one of the oldest service clubs in America. It's on several continents. It's international. It was the first service club, to accept women and also blacks. And we have the local area official is black. And we have clubs located throughout America and North America and Europe and Asia and Australia, on most of the inhabited continents.
So you're, as a service organization, there are several. What is the main focus of the Civitans?
Well, the main focus of the Civitan Club is to promote citizenship. And also our main fundraiser is usually dealing with individuals who are challenged, mentally challenged. This is the national goal of the national organization, and all of the local clubs have an additional area or community activities. And some of the ones we do at the Northwest Y, we distribute reading material to reading rooms of assisted living facilities, and we are also donate to the Northwest YMCA, Meharry Medical College School of Dentistry, and Mercy Homes.
Now, I understand that your Northwest Civitan Club is having a big fundraiser coming up very soon during the month of October.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. Yes, this is our major fundraiser, and this is an inaugural event. We're trying to use this as our big fundraiser, and also we hope that people will see our organization and want to join. We're having a classic masquerade ball with live music and a vocalist, and of course the New Orleans style mask, and people are going to be in their finest in formal wear, and the band is the Richard Griffin Band. and Mr. Griffith and his band is so fantastic. It's worth the price of the ticket just to hear his band. But we're going to have dining and dancing, as well as loads of prizes and an auction. So it's a real good event to come out to and have some fun, especially for the adults, since we're not going to go and trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
This will give you a chance to almost come in costume. Please don't come in costume. We're going to be formal with classic Mardi Gras-type mask on.
Okay. So with the Mardi Gras-type, are you going to supply it, or should they bring it?
Well, people should. People can have their own mask,
mm-hmm.
But we will have a few for sale in the lobby, and if you don't happen to have one, but we do have a few that we'll sell at $5 each.
Oh, okay.
And you know they are decorative with feathers and
mm-hmm.
and flowers and things like that. Beautiful Mardi Gras mask.
And but the dress for folks that are attending is formal.
Yes.
Okay. So it's a masquerade ball of sorts, I guess, huh?
It is a masquerade ball. We're going to have a photographer there who'll be taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who imbibe, we will have as I understand it, a cash bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have some fine cuisine and, like I said, dancing and prizes.
Okay.
So we're looking to have a good time.
Okay. And how much are the tickets, Mr. White?
The tickets are $50 each.
Mm-hmm.
They can be bought from one of our offices. You can call 228-5933 and order tickets. We will deliver them to you,
mm-hmm.
or 887-0793. Or we have decided that those that we don't sell, we will have a few at the door. We do have tickets going right now, and we're beginning to get some vigorous sales.
Okay. Can you give us the date and time and location again, please?
Why, certainly. The big classic masquerade ball sponsored by the Northwest Nashville Civitan Club will be located at 1217 Gallatin Pike South. This is at the St. Joseph Center, Catholic Church Center. If you are familiar with Gallatin Road, it will be about six doors up from the National Cemetery on the right.
Oh, okay. And it starts at what time?
It starts at 6 and it runs till 10.
Okay. That's a nice evening.
Oh, yeah.
Is there plenty of parking there, too?
Oh, yes. Parking right in front of the building.
Uh-huh.
And we are going to also have uniform
security. Okay.
Uniform mm-hmm. security. So just come on out and have a good time, and we will enjoy having you come. We'd like to tell you a little about our club, but mostly we're going to have dining and dancing.
Okay, and that's good for the soul.
Oh yeah.
Now
you'll be helping fund our charities, which we do have our local charities,
uh-huh.
and of course the national organization. Oh, let me tell you a little about that. The national organization sponsors a wing at the University of Alabama, Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Civitan Wing, and they are a research institution which is working really hard on Alzheimer's and other diseases or conditions of the brain. And I've been to the facilities. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about four stories, and it employs a lot of people. I think one of them was a fifth grad, and the person in charge is an African-American woman, and it's Civitan International, of course. includes Caucasians, African Americans, Oriental, Mexicans. We, like I said, we're on all of the populated continents.
So therefore, it's multiracial and multiethnic.
That is correct.
All are welcome.
Yeah, everybody.
Okay.
And like I said, there are five chapters in Nashville alone.
Mm-hmm.
There is the Green Hill chapter, the South Nashville chapter,
mm-hmm.
the Nashville City chapter, the Jolton chapter, and of course, the Northwest Nashville chapter.
Excellent. Well, we wish you the very best on, hope you make a lot of money at your fundraiser, just like I know everybody hopes we always make a lot on ours. Give the audience the ticket information before we close up here.
Okay, again, you can get tickets in advance by calling 228-5933. And we will actually bring tickets to you. They are $50 each. And they are also, we have another number that you can reach us at, and that is 615-887-0793. And you can purchase tickets in advance.
Mm-hmm.
For $50 each.
Okay, excellent.
And we will probably have a few left. We have a limited number of tickets that we have up for sale, and
right.
we may have some
at the door.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Many thanks to our listeners who've already made tax-deductible donations this month during WFSK's Fall Fun Drive. It helps keep the music playing at Jazzy 88 and defray the cost of operating the station. Show your support for WFSK this month by mailing your check to 1000 17th Avenue North, Nashville 37208. Or use your debit or credit card by calling us at 615-329-8754. That's 615-329-8754 or online at WFSKFM.org.
Support for WFSK comes from Born Again Church. Ladies, discover your divine rhythm, fashioned in His image. Presents A Woman's Heart, The Awakening Women's Gathering, Wednesday, November 6th through Sunday, November 10th. Awaken to a week that will include a creative workshop experience and conversations on matters of the heart. Learn who you are, how to connect with other women, sister to sister, living in freedom, and the importance of self-care. Registration is $50. Fashioned in His image, A Woman's Heart, The Awakening Gathering at Born Again Church, November 6th through the 10th. Register now at fihi.net or eventbrite.com. That's fihi.net or eventbrite.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And just a quick reminder, What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance, and by Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. Now, I did tell you all over the years, and I've done it, and I say it, and I'm going to do it, and I did it. I bring back guests I enjoy and are interesting. And today we have two this hour, one this hour and one next hour. And I am happy to have Athens, Georgia native Michael Thurman back with us again. Hello, Mr. Thurman. How are you today?
Good afternoon, my sister. I am so honored to be in your midst again.
Oh, thank you. You are so intriguing and have so much history and valuable information. I'm like, why haven't I called him before now? So I'm happy to have you on. And before, when you were with us, you gave us some very enlightening information about some of the activities that politically and also historically that were going on in your region. Now, you are a former Georgia State Legislator and a historic one at that, I believe, aren't you?
Yes, yes. I was the first African American elected to the legislature from Athens, Georgia, since Reconstruction.
Wow, wow. And can you just, for people who might be new to this, you know, era, what is the significance of that? Because they don't know what the real Reconstruction is, not in gentrification in downtown Nashville or Atlanta, but Reconstruction as it relates to Black history.
Well, Brother Henry Louis Gates has a great PBS documentary that focuses on Reconstruction. And, of course, that was the era that followed the liberation and emancipation of enslaved black Americans. Mm-hmm. And it was the era during the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment when blacks first, through the U.S. Constitution, were granted rights to first be liberated from bondage, mm-hmm. two, citizenship, and, of course, three, the right to vote. Hmm. And African Americans in Tennessee and Georgia and South Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, all of the Confederate states first exercised their rights as citizens to vote. Many were elected to legislatures and other important offices.
Definitely. Now, you have continued to serve your community as well as the general public for many decades now. And as a chief executive officer of DeKalb County, Georgia, and, of course, the Georgia General Assembly. And, you know, you have the nerve to be a lecturer, an attorney, and an author. I'm like, do you have time for yourself?
Well, I enjoy the research and the writing. And, you know, I visited Nashville just a few months ago. I was there at the Founders Day for Kappa Alpha Psi Alumni Society.
Oh, man.
So I reached out to my Kappa brothers there in Nashville. But let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, let me tell you what I did. I had never been to Fisk University.
What?
So part of my trip was to visit Fisk and Meharry and Tennessee State, and I was so impressed. You know, I read about the Jubilee Singers, and I studied about Jubilee Hall, but I never actually visited and set eyes on it. So the highlight of my trip, other than the Stax Museum and hanging out with my Kappa brothers, was over on campus.
Oh,
and
wow.
And the historic Fisk University.
Yeah. So did you feel the spirit? Because, you know, those slave feet have been on this campus, you know. So I know the first time I came a long time ago, I started crying. I'm like, what's wrong with me out here? Water in my eyes and everything. I mean, you know, I was just sensitive to that. And I've seen that happen to others. Was it a feeling of pride that you felt when you were here?
Oh, absolutely. It was a palpable spirit of first, just spiritual and historical significance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you throughout your life, you read about the courageous just Jubilee singers who went across America, and W.E.B. Du Bois. And, you know, sometimes when you're close to things, it may or may not be that significant.
Right.
But as part of my trip, that was my commitment to me, was to see it for myself. And it was such a powerful experience. It really was. I was it was just awe-inspiring, really, to be on that campus. You know, I graduated from HBCU, Payne College in Augusta, Georgia, so I get it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So thank God you get it, because some folks still, they try and figure it out.
We just going to pray for those who are trying to figure it out.
No question about it. And we hope that one day they will see the light. Now, and you living there in that region, you have around historically black colleges and universities yourself. So I know you understand the profound impact and plus work with and deal with some of the student scholars, et cetera, who are part of those institutions, right?
Absolutely. Just for your listeners, Atlanta actually sits in two counties, Fulton and DeKalb. And, you know, I'm the CEO of DeKalb County. We have 750,000 residents, and a portion, significant portion of Atlanta is actually in DeKalb County. But, of course, in the AU Center is situated in Atlanta, and, you know, legendary Morehouse College, Spelman and Clark, Atlanta. Morris Brown College is trying to fight its way back. And so we just honored, of course, just have those great institutions providing and educating the next generation of leaders.
Absolutely.
And motivators.
Absolutely. Now, being so you have kept your eye on the pulse of things politically as being part of the system, can you talk about this 2019 year? Because, you know, Georgia has really been up in the spotlight, you know, as far as the young lady, Stacey Abrams, that almost became mayor or should have been or whatever. Can you give your reflections, please, sir?
Well, yes. And, you know, and put it in context, Ms. Abrams ran a great race, as did Andrew Gillum in Florida, who came close to being elected governor of Florida. Ms. Abrams came close here in Georgia. And another friend of mine who actually we've been exchanging texts, Harold Ford, who several years ago, you know, fought for a seat in the U.S. Senate. So all of these things make a difference. And one of the things you learn about history is that it's a protracted process. Dr. Martin Luther King stated that the arc of eternity is long, but it always bends toward justice. So we should not grow weary in our well-doing. You know, Trump is in the White House. I told the audience this weekend, Trump is in the White House, but God is forever on his throne. And so we need to focus on what we can do. You know, it's important, extremely important who's in the White House. But it's also important is who's running your house.
That's true.
So you got to take care of your family in the midst of all of this turmoil. And you know that he brought us through there. Just share. You know what I said? Well, you know we got a Trump in the White House, but that was a time in American history where it was a Trump. It was 435 Trumps in the House of Representatives. It was 100 Trumps in the U.S. Senate. It was 9 Trumps on the Supreme Court. And did not we persevere through faith and determination? Didn't we survive? Look, when Fisk was born, they were all Trump.
Yes, yes. Now you about to start preaching in here on a Wednesday afternoon. we about to call the Lord in here. But see, you know, just that's perspective that everybody needs to hear that, because that is so real. That is just real. And we have come this far. And still striving to continue on. So staying strong is part of this, because I think people are getting weak, you know, because it just doesn't seem like, or maybe they've forgotten that the Lord is truly on the throne. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know, but see, that's how the enemy will approach you. He won't take away your hope. And you'll believe that tomorrow can be better than today. And that's how, it's not until then that you're defeated. Because as long as hope springs eternal, long as faith is strong, you cannot be defeated.
That's right.
When you lose that, then and only then is there defeat.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Now, you stay on the battlefield there in your state. And do you have concerns about voter fraud or some of the intimidation and other issues that we have seen covered in the news about your region?
Well, absolutely. You know, when the Voting Rights Act, Section 5, when the Supreme Court eliminated that protection, that had been there for, you know, nearly 50 years. So obviously it's more challenging now. But that just means we have to be more forthright, and we have to be more focused and dedicated on exercising our right to vote. You know, elections do matter. And so with 2020 coming, we got a chance to correct all the mistakes of the last 4 years. And, you know, the voters, each election, you got a right to impeach anybody you want to. If you get out there and vote, you know, we're trying to figure out whether Congress is going to do it. Well, you know, voters can do it on the first Tuesday of November. We can impeach anybody we want. We can get them out of office if we go out and vote.
Truly. So you all continue to have, as across the nation, voter registration drives and things of that nature. Can you talk about how it's working on the ground there, please?
Well, DeKalb is the most Democratic county in the state of Georgia. We have more Democratic voters. We turn out at extremely high rate. As I stated, we have close to 500,000 Democrats, black and white, who vote in DeKalb County, Georgia. But we have to work in our rural areas and help people who are the senior citizens or people who may not be as familiar with the system. And how do you do it? First of all, you start with you. You make sure you go. And then you make sure your family members, you know, Boo them and Big Mama them, you make sure they get a chance, either get an absentee ballot. And oftentimes people may or may not have time to devote their lives to it. But everybody, if he or she does her part, that little part, then we can get this job done. And don't let anybody dilute or take away your right to vote. You got to fight for it. That's how we got it.
That's right.
You know, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King. You know, 2 weeks ago, I went to Miss Juanita Abernathy's funeral. The late staff, David Abernathy, she passed. And of course, Miss King, Martin Luther King, Reverend Abernathy, and Miss Abernathy were kind of the four pillars of the movement. And I was looking at her program, a funeral program, and all the black and white pictures, and I realized that her life was a newsreel. You know what we watch? Well, it was her life. But she never, and she was a wonderful lady. I knew her personally. She never stopped fighting the fight.
And that's what staying strong will do. You know, sometimes I see weakness and, you know, you just got to stay strong. And I think that's what has to a certain degree, is happening to people. They're getting weak and don't think they can prevail, but you can. And, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can. And some of these victories and near victories are proof of that to me. That's what keeps me going. I just take in a fresh breath when I see something good happen. You know, when the people rise up, and the ladies did down in Georgia and other places and Alabama and all that, and rising up, I'm like, that's it, Lord. I mean, I just get excited about that, you know, and I hope that that serves as gas to get people's engine going. Now, when we come back from the break, I really want to begin to talk about your book for a minute, but, you know, I had to get your opinion because that's how
I feel.
You know, I had to hear that because, you know it's fresh and coming straight from our nearby Georgia. Anyway, we're going to take a time out talking today with former Georgia legislator, historian, and author Mike Thurman. He has a new book on Georgia Black history. We're going to get to it, I promise y'all. But first, let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Hello, this is Coach Kenny Anderson, Fisk University men's head coach, inviting you to attend my inaugural Coach's Corner dinner and auction on Friday, October 25th.
That's right, Coach. We'll begin the special evening with a cocktail reception at 6 p.m. and dinner program at 7 p.m. in the historic Appleton Room on the Fisk campus. We'll be honoring legendary coaches who have impacted the athletic community. Honorees are Coach Bobby Crimmins, retired Georgia Tech men's coach, and Dr. Larry Glover, Fisk Athletic Director. Coach Kenny Anderson's Coach's Corner dinner and auction will include celebrity guests and more, and is a benefit for the Fisk University men's basketball program. For tickets and more information, call 615-329-8654 or visit fisk.edu.
This is Coach Kenny Anderson, and I approve this message.
Support for WFSK comes from Nashville General Hospital at Meharry, reminding you that October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It has been proven that African American and Hispanic women have a higher breast cancer death rate than women of other racial or ethnic populations because they are statistically less likely to participate in mammography screenings and more likely to be diagnosed with late-stage breast cancer. If you are over 40 and haven't had a screening mammogram, call the Breast Health Center at Nashville General Hospital today, 615-341-4543.
For the next Jazz Night in America, we're celebrating Charles Lloyd at 80.
I don't say I'm 80, I say I'm spirit, and I'm going forward, just like the music.
We'll kick it with Charles at his place in California.
See that little chair over there? I come up here early in the morning.
And hear music from three of his bands. That's next time on Jazz Night in America. I'm Christian McBride. Catch Jazz Night in America every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. and Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here at listener-supported Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from the Center for Research on Men's Health at Vanderbilt University. The Center for Research on Men's Health at Vanderbilt University is now recruiting men for a weight loss program called TaylorMade Solutions for Your Health. TaylorMade is for overweight African-American men 35 to 64 years old in the Nashville area. For more information, please email the TaylorMade team at TaylorMade@Vanderbilt.edu or dial #250 and use the keyword TaylorMade. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, in Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. Commander Chuck is under the weather today, so we're not getting our traffic reports, and we will have him back when he gets to feeling a little bit better. So just slow your roll, because you know when you're going to get on the interstate and you have to hit the brake lights. You know, you're going to have to see brake lights. Just slow down, y'all get there. Exhale and listen to the show. Now, on the phone with me from his home in Georgia is a former Georgia legislator, historian, and author, Mike Thurman. And he's done a whole litany. Just that's a small smidgen of it. But he has a new book about his hometown, the city of Athens, and has done so much in terms of researching and keeping his focus where it needs to be, that I wanted to have him back to discuss, you know, some issues of the day with me. And Mr. Thurman, are you still with me?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I am here.
Well, we have a dear friend between the show and, of course, the producer. He loves her very much. And you and me, that is Mrs. Hattie Lawson, all the way live from Athens, Georgia. How are you doing, Hattie? You doing okay today?
I am doing super, super. Listen, I was listening to, let me say, the Honorable Michael Thurman. Now, he is so humble that he doesn't even recognize who he is. He really doesn't. He's still that same humble person that I've met when we first moved to Georgia, some, 30 years now from.
Wow.
But that's how humble he is.
Uh-huh.
And I just could not call in to say, and I was listening to him talk about the funeral he went to and naming the people.
Yes.
And see, he doesn't know that he's our modern day Dr. King. He doesn't realize that. He doesn't recognize that. That I didn't get to meet Dr. King, but, you know, physically, but he's one of my mentors because we honor him too. Mm-hmm. But Michael does not recognize, and it's so nice that you can just call him Michael, but we still recognize him as the Honorable Michael Thurman. And he doesn't recognize exactly how people look at him to be our Dr. King. I don't think it really hits him. That's the humbleness in him. But he's never lost that common touch, no matter what role he plays in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And he never loses that common touch with his fellow man. And I have to say that I admire him for that. And all I can say to Michael is just to keep the faith, keep it moving, and keep looking up to God.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Reverend Lawson.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
I love you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes, because, you know, between WXAG is my WXAG here in Nashville, 92.7 is number one, but Jazzy 88 in Nashville is number two.
Well, that's number two.
Absolutely.
In your city, we number one
y'all
in Nashville.
Number two.
This Lawson is one.
But I have to say 92.7 FM, Athens, Georgia, WXAG is number one.
Well, that's because that's what you affiliated with.
Well,
you know. We love Black Radio. That's my station.
It's on all day long, 24/7.
Okay.
Got it. I'm not going to keep y'all because I know y'all want to get on and talk about his book.
Oh, yes.
I just could not call in and say that we love him. And the thing is, not only Athens, from Athens to Atlanta to wherever
ma'am.
He goes.
Yes, ma'am.
He's loved.
And Hattie, speaking of love, you know, you're loved here too, okay?
Okay, thanks. I need that.
And you know I love you too,
and now,
ma.
Shout out to Exum.
Yeah.
Love
hey,
you, man.
Ma.
Love you, my son.
That's Exum.
But I'm going to sign off so y'all can get on with your program.
Okay.
But I just not just call in.
All right,
thank
mama.
Thank you.
Bye, mommy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
And see, that's the power of listening online because she's listening. We're number two to her because she's not here. If she were in Nashville, Honorable Mike Thurman, we would be her number one. But because
Absolutely.
She is there. But
Absolutely.
Anyway. Yeah.
See, I didn't tell you this, how powerful you are. You know, you were talking about people being discouraged.
So you don't
know how many people are lifted up by your ministry and your word of encouragement that, and you talking to thousands and thousands of people.
Yes.
And they are so dependent on you for education, for inspiration, for uplifting. And don't underestimate the power of what you do and the power of this radio station.
Amen.
And that's one thing I didn't tell you. You know, Sister Lawson is on my station. We've owned that station for 19 years.
Mm.
I'm a radio man. I didn't tell you that.
Mm-mm.
And Oh, yeah. And she's one of my top personalities and spiritual leaders on that station.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing Exum, your producer, I helped raise him. And he's a little boy.
Oh, so you know stories.
That's true.
You know stories, huh?
I know stories.
Yeah.
See, he's sitting there. I'm so proud of him. But I believe in Black Radio.
Yes, Lord.
That's who elected Barack Obama,
yes.
with Black Radio.
Yes, yes. And let me just say that WFSK here at Fisk University is 46 years old. And
wow.
It is the first licensed, FCC-licensed FM radio station in Nashville's history. So this is just not a station over there on a college campus. This station has a place in history, and we're very proud, extremely proud to be a part of, and because HBCU radio, it's not as many of the stations as people think. And we are very, very, very honored to be able to be educational as well. So thank you for acknowledging that. Because a lot of times, Mr. Thurman, people think of just entertainment only. And our model here is we are African-American public radio. Okay? And when people look at me puzzled, I would let them know that there is such a thing. And we can't be a historically black college and university educational institution, have a radio station that is about partying. I mean, that doesn't even, those things don't even go together. We have
That's
to,
right.
We have to educate and inform and empower. That's our job. And so I'm glad you recognize that. But now let's talk about the book, because your book is was recently out, and it covers the untold story of a story untold, black men and black women in Athens history. What is it about the history of that city that the average person has no idea about?
Well, it's very similar to Nashville. And it was the men and women, our forebears, who during slavery, post-slave era, Reconstruction, the 20s, who really built major institutions, whether they're religious or business or educational, who laid the foundation, even during the dark era of segregation,
uh-huh.
who laid the foundation for the ultimate modern civil rights movement. Now, the Athens book is important, but, you know, this other book that I wrote before, this one called Freedom, and it's important, too, and that's what I want to share a little bit, because that kind of more involves Tennessee.
Okay.
Now, I gotta say two things. One, my wife is from Tennessee, so she ain't going to let me get by without acknowledging that. I married a Tennessee woman,
okay.
So I know what that's like.
Well, you better say it, or somebody going to call her up and say, I heard your husband on Fisk.
Yeah, I got relatives there in Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah, I got relatives. Her cousins all live in Nashville, because we were hanging out. Cause they went to the Stax Museum.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, my wife's from Chattanooga, but all of her relatives are there in Nashville. Her cousins and nieces and all of them live right there in Nashville.
Oh, my. Yeah. Well, yeah. Now, what's her name?
Her name is Zola Fletcher Thurman.
Okay.
Yep. Zola Fletcher Thurman. And speaking of this, my best friend growing up, at least after I got to be an adult, played basketball at Fisk. I heard the commercial about the coaches,
mm-hmm.
great coaches. Now, I want to shout out Matthew Webb. He played basketball there at Fisk, and he loves Fisk University.
Oh, wow.
So if any of his schoolmates, classmates out there, you tell him I called his name.
Definitely.
But the book Freedom is about how we got free, not just collectively, but also individually. So part of the book talks about the Underground Railroad,
mm-hmm.
but not the one that went north, but the Underground Railroad that went south.
Hmm.
We know about the North Star and Harriet Tubman. But if you lived in the southern part of the United States, the quickest route to freedom was south, not north. Because in southern Georgia, northern Florida, if you made it to Florida, you were in a totally different nation.
Mm-hmm.
The same reason you want to get to Canada is the same reason you want to get to Florida. So which one is closer to Tennessee? Is it Canada or Florida? It's Florida.
Florida.
See, Florida was a Spanish colony.
Mm.
And if you made it to Florida, you were free. Because the Spanish granted freedom to every fugitive slave who would come and join the Catholic Church and fight against first the British and then the Americans. And then you could get to a nation even before you got to Florida, because the Seminoles were a tribe of red and black people who lived together, and they were never defeated. They ultimately signed a peace treaty and relocated to Oklahoma, the red and black Seminoles. Let me share, you know, your grandmama always told you what you got in your blood.
Got
baby.
Cherokee, Blackfoot. I've heard a little bit of everything. Seminoles.
You heard that.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, the Seminoles were that, for real. They were called the Negro Seminoles. They fought three major wars of America. They were never defeated on the fields of battle. Mm-hmm. The soldiers said that the Negro Seminoles were some of the most courageous, the most vicious fighters ever seen, mm-hmm. because they fought to the death. They knew that surrender meant you're going back to slavery, and they refused to go.
So knowing
Tennessee is important.
Well, knowing that that was the case, what because didn't Tennessee used to be a part of, was it Kentucky? Go ahead.
Tennessee should be very important during the Civil War, because mm-hmm. a disproportionate number of the black men who joined the Union Army mm-hmm. to fight during the Civil War came from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's where the Union bivouacked before they came to Georgia and South Carolina. Huge number of black Tennessee men, former slaves, mm-hmm. joined the Union Army and fought for their freedom. See, Lincoln didn't grant freedom with the Emancipation Proclamation. Mm-hmm. We earned the freedom mm-hmm. by shedding our blood mm-hmm. on the fields of battle. See, that's one of the myths, that somehow Lincoln granted the freedom. The Emancipation Proclamation freed very few slaves. Mm-hmm. The reason he issued the Emancipation Proclamation was to authorize the enlistment of black men, former slaves, in the Union Army. Mm-hmm. Read the full paragraph of the Emancipation Proclamation. He knew that it only applied to states still in rebellion. Mm-hmm. So if you in Georgia and Tennessee, you don't care what Lincoln say. Mm-hmm. But what Lincoln said was that if you would escape or you a former slave, you could now come fight against your former enslavers. Mm-hmm. 200,000 black men joined the Army and the Navy and really turned the tide of battle in the mm-hmm. Civil War. Thousands of them from Tennessee. Mm. You want to be a Tennessee volunteer, you better think about the black men who volunteered to fight in the Union Army.
Right. Well, they don't talk about them much here. I assure you that.
Whenever I hear about the volunteers, I think about the old former slaves.
Yeah, definitely. And no one else really does here. They're thinking about a football team that wears orange in Knoxville. Before they would even consider thinking about that. That is in your first book, in the one before this one?
What happened, the first book just got the third edition was republished.
Okay.
On the 40th anniversary.
Okay.
But before that one, I wrote this book entitled Freedom, and it looked at how many different ways slaves have were able to achieve their freedom even during uh-huh. times of enslavement.
Wow.
Because, see, one of the other ways is you could buy your own freedom.
Yes.
There were many is what they call self-purchase, where you bought your own freedom.
Yeah.
You had another job, you made money, you bought your freedom, you could buy your family's freedom or anyone else.
Mm.
Mm. See, enslavement was a debt.
Yeah.
So if you could pay that debt off, you could be free. And there were many scores of African American managers that I used to tell the young kid, you don't believe that debt is slavery? Well, what do you mean debt is slavery? I said, why do you think they call some credit cards the MasterCard?
Mm. Wow.
They call them MasterCard.
That makes you think differently about the card, for sure.
Mm.
Yeah. Definitely. Most definitely.
But I'm having fun, but you just wonderful. I just want to encourage you.
Thank you.
Because sometimes when you're in a position like you are, and sometimes you get discouraged.
Yes, I do.
But my word for you is for you not to give out or give up again, give in. You know, with all this stuff, because, see, you are the voice of liberation.
Thank you.
It's a gift.
Thank you.
Because everybody can't do what you do and emote and give yourself the way you give yourself day in, day out, week in, week out, on behalf of your people and on behalf of Fisk University.
Yeah.
So I'm so proud of you.
So you just keep on. And the next time I'm in Nashville, I'm coming.
You better come to the touch. You got to touch this, rub the rock like you go to Apollo and rub the stump. You have to come to WFSK. And, you know.
WFSK.
Yeah.
How many stations are in historically black college? I know Howard.
It's somewhere less than 25 or 30. Now, that are real stations, not internet-based, but that are a licensed, the FCC-licensed animal, there's not that many. It's like about maybe 25 or so. It's a very small number. It is a very, very small number. And our station has been, I would say we're probably the seventh or maybe even sixth oldest, because you know there's a whole lot of black history on having licenses. You do know that things weren't the same back in those days, and you were black, you couldn't have a license to a radio station, so a lot of things, you know, had to develop. But I want to say this about the WFSK. There was a family in the Bell family of Detroit, their grandson, the Bells were one of the first owners of Black Radio, and they had like a little small family chain. Grandsons went to Fisk, and grandson is the one who helped build this place and had the ideas, and so he would go back to Detroit to Grandma and Grandpa's radio station. And they, you know, they had it going on. They was probably quite wealthy back in the day. So our true natural history, this station's true biological history, is from the historic Bell family, broadcasting family of the 1950s to the grandson, and then the legacy. So, and unearthing a lot of this stuff and doing my research, it has really been made me feel better, because the bulk of my career, Mr. Thurman, has, you know, I spent 28 years in corporate, and these 14 here in nonprofit. But now I feel like I'm really working for, you know, doing a good thing for the community here, you know, working in the nonprofit radio realm. It's a blessing, man.
Oh yeah. Now, is Nashville your home?
No, sir. I'm from a small town. I'm from Leavenworth, Kansas, and
wow.
Yeah, right on the river from Missouri. And you know, yes. Missouri is a slave state. Kansas was a free state. But, mm-hmm. You know, but we were also home of, you know, Buffalo Soldiers and the Underground Railroad, and down the road of 50 miles, Brown versus Board of Education. So, you know.
Topeka. Yeah. And I've been to Lawrence there, yeah, too, because that was a big abolitionist.
Yes.
There was some abolitionists, yeah, there, too, wasn't,
yes,
it?
Yes, sir. Yes. Absolutely. In, yeah, Lawrence, Kansas. So I have deep, and that's some of the love I have for history books and black history, because of where I'm from. And, you know, it's mostly a white state and purely, totally, almost Republican. But, you know, I'm just a young rebel. And I'm sorry, y'all. That's the way it is. ain't nothing new about it. So, you know, it's like that. That's the way it is. But I spent 41 years in this business, and it has been a complete blessing. And I'm thankful to the Lord for what he has done and brought me through. And to get a chance to talk to great people like you, man, that's a fabulous thing, okay?
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, you say you're from a small town. You know, my dad is Sharecrop Cotton.
I grew up know.
In, you know, young folks don't know about that, but I grew up in the country, sharecropping cotton.
Yes.
No indoor plumbing.
Wow.
But, you know, God will make a way, won't
Yes, it will. Yes, it will now. I would have never guessed in all my days I'd end up in Nashville, Tennessee on the radio with a historically black college. I never So whenever I ever envisioned this when I was getting in the early,
never.
So never, I didn't see it. So, you know, don't tell me what the Father won't do. But anyway, next time you come here, you better come by here and holler at us at WFSK on the campus.
I'll do it. And I'm so proud. Like I said, that visit was just special to me.
Yeah.
I was on hallowed ground.
Amen.
I just knew it.
We're glad to hear that.
Nobody was there. School was out. It was in the summer, and it was the weekend. It was, you know, nobody, but I was just there. I told the driver, let me just get out, and I walked around a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Yep, sure did. That's what I did.
Well, that's beautiful.
I was by myself.
Yeah, well, I'm just happy to know that you were able to make it after all these years. And please come anytime to see us and tell our audience where your books and things of that nature are available so they can go, you know, buy them, purchase them, and follow you online.
Yeah, so it's Michael Thurmond. That's Thurmond. My first book is entitled A Story Untold, Black Men and Women in Athens History. And the second book is Freedom, and it looks at Georgia's anti-slavery heritage, but really it's about the southeastern United States and how African-Americans who were enslaved worked with red people and black people to fight against the institutional slavery.
And please pick up the book. And it's available where?
On Amazon or online. That's the easiest way to get it right about now.
Okay.
And, of course, through our Kindle. You can read it on Kindle. So if you get it and read it, please reach out to me. I'd love to get some insight of your feelings and thoughts about it.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and we look forward to the day when you come by and visit the campus again, okay?
Oh, well, next time I'm in that part of Tennessee, I'll be there.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day, sir.
Same to you. Bless you.
Bless you. That was a former Georgia representative, as Ms. Lawson said, the Honorable Michael Thurmond. And that was a surprise conversation there towards the end. You know, I had to reveal some personal. I wasn't expecting that.
True.
But he asked me questions, so I'm not going to say. I can't say. But anyway, I know what that beep was.
Yes.
It was our community news.
Yes. Hopefully they'll call right back.
Okay. Then I was like, oh, man, I forgot. Because I got to talking. You know, I get to caught up. You know, you get caught up. Y'all get caught up. I get caught up in my own stuff sometimes. Anyway, let's take a quick time out.
Just take the news.
Yeah, and get our news break, and we'll be back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.